And on American college campuses, there is a new film showing this spring that's sparking some lively debate among Muslim students. It's called Unmasked and describes a younger generation drifting away from Islam. It argues that mosques themselves are the problem. Monique Parsons reports.
On a recent Sunday night near Chicago, a couple hundred people are celebrating Maulid, the birthday of the Prophet Muhammad. Zain Lodjia kicks things off with a song he composed in the Prophet's honor. You don't typically hear music like this at a mosque, and in fact, this isn't one. It's called the Webb Foundation, named for an early American convert to Islam. There's no dome, minaret, or even a building. They're known for service projects, a good Sunday school, and father-daughter camping trips. The new documentary, Unmasked, is about American Islam, and it celebrates diverse and increasingly popular communities like Webb, so-called third spaces beyond home and masjid, the Arabic term for mosque. It also takes a hard and often unflattering look at mosques in America.
The masjid is very relevant for immigrants. For our generation, it has become such a place that bears little to no relevance in our life.
That's Bilal Hito, co-founder of the Lighthouse Initiative, a third space center in Long Island, New York. Film producer Atif Mahmood says he got the phrase unmasked from a term Christian friends used to describe how they'd drifted away from their childhood congregations.
I heard the way that young Christians were talking about how they felt unchurched, and I felt exactly the same way.
Mahmood says this isn't a battle over beliefs. It's a battle over culture. He's a business consultant with an MBA, and he says many of the mosques he visited just need new habits and more hospitality.
It is very possible that we can go to a mosque today, wash ourselves, put our shoes on the rack, go inside, make our prayers, come out, put our shoes back on, get in our car and go home without having said a word directly to a single person.
Mahmood says mosque leaders should visit popular evangelical churches, like the one near his home in Houston. The sermons are focused and timely. People smile and hug. They hand out fresh orange juice in the parking lot. In the film, we hear from Muslim converts who don't feel welcome, women who feel isolated. There are awkward fundraisers.
All right, inshallah, real quickly, we're going to bring it down to 500. I have only 1 minute, inshallah.
So lectures in broken English. Signs and sermons in foreign languages. Dingy bathrooms. Lena Suleiman attended a recent screening for the Muslim Student Association at the University of Chicago. She says the film got a lot right, but she worries it favors third spaces and might insult older immigrants.
There's a bias in that film, and there's already a problem. That will turn off the men and women who are causing the issues that exist.
She says she won't show the film to the older folks at her mosque because she needs them as allies in the push for change. The filmmakers point out that their own parents are immigrants, and the film does include some immigrant uncles who want the young generation to lead. But this isn't just a Muslim story. It's a very American story.
We see this with most immigrant groups founded by folks who are trying to recreate a sense of home in a new space.
Benjamin Zeller teaches American religious history at Lake Forest College near Chicago.
So they want to recreate the language, they want to recreate the culture, they want to recreate the art, they want to recreate the mood of the old world in the new world.
He says Japanese Buddhists, Italian Catholics, and German Jews have all been there.
But their kids don't want that. Their kids generally want something closer to what they conceive as American.
And creating American mosques is exactly what the filmmakers have in mind. They view mosques as crucial institutions. Filmmaker Ahmed Eid says at heart, Unmasked is about community.
Islam is not a religion that you can practice by yourself in a hut somewhere. Every Friday, every week, we have to gather as a community at a mosque and learn something from the imam.
Eid says he hopes the film will inspire his generation to get involved, so that by the time his 3-year-old daughter is in college, she'll have a mosque where she feels at home. For NPR News, I'm Monique Parsons.